Thursday, June 4th, and we miss you and love you, and very soon I think we'll have some news for you about our re-entry plan, and do pray for us and pray especially for the elders who will make these important decisions, and perhaps one of the most important decisions in the history of our church. We've been looking at the Psalms this week, and we began with Psalm 2 on Monday, and now we're in Psalm 5. And as I've been saying, Psalms 3 through 7 are a collection of psalms, all of which have something in common, that the believer lives in a life, in an existence of trial and trouble, trouble within and trouble without. And Psalm 5 has an interesting title. Now, we don't know a whole lot about these titles and were they original titles or were they written later. But this one says, to the choirmaster for the flutes. And we have an extraordinary flutist or flautist in our congregation. And you know who you are. And we love listening to you when you play for us at church. And this is your psalm. And it begins with a cry. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry. And that's not the first and only time that we have that expression where the psalmist says, give attention to the sound of my cry and my groaning. Not just the words, but the sound. And maybe sometimes there are no words. We just groan, we just sigh, we just plead, and it's more of an emotional thing that's going on. And wonderful to think that God can read our emotions and affections. And as this psalmist is giving vent to an angst, a sense of almost frustration, he wants God to hear that frustration. Well, you and I have been giving vent in recent weeks and months to a sense of frustration, something that is happening that is outside of our control and that is far bigger than us, but you, Lord, have it. You've got this. You hold the universe in the palms of your hands. So our prayer today is, hear the sound of our groaning. Well, the Lord bless you.